Welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I am excited to talk about tonight's topic because it's new and it's something that I don't have any experience with. I'm coming at it from a completely ignorant, not a negative connotation, but just a completely unaware standpoint. We're going to get a first look at the Magic Band Plus that's being rolled out at Walt Disney World. And I know that you've had some experience with it, so I'm excited to hear what it looks like.
If you've been listening to our show, you know that I'm super slow to adapt to change. And I think Magic Band Plus is going to be no exception. I did get to play with it for a couple of days. I think it's too early for me to say I'm in love. It's too early for me to say Disney knocked this one out of the park. It's why I asked if we could call this show a first look, because I want to talk about it. I think it's important that we share information about it, but I want to commit that we're going to come back in 6 months and talk about it again, because I'm going to give you some ideas where it is now, where I think they're going, and we're going to get to, it's new to, you can't live without it.
Well, and anybody that's listening to the show is most likely a Disney fan that has lived through the tremendous amount of evolution that has existed as to far how we enter and exit the parks, right? We've gone from paper tickets to stamping your hand as you walk out of the parks to plastic cards to now Magic Bands. And every time that something else has come out, it's been a really big deal. When Magic Bands came out, it was an enormous investment that the company put into this technology. And it really transformed a lot of the way that people went through the parks. I guess my question to you is, now we're at Magic Band Plus. I know it's the infancy, the beginning stages of it. Can you share the differences that you saw based off of the Magic Band that we have all grown to know versus Magic Band Plus?
I'd love to, and I'm going to put out a quick clarifier. Those of you who still have Magic Bands, whether they are the original Gen 1s, that really old, simple one, versus the Gen 2s with the middle part that's interchangeable, those still work as long as your battery is still functioning. You don't have to go with a Magic Band Plus.
Okay, and you're talking about multiple designs, too. Like one, the first one was all boxy. I remember that one.
Yep. And, you know, I've got so many of them and I've got some specialty ones that mean a lot to me. But I'm also going to tell you the real big difference. And there's no way to sugarcoat this one. When they first came out, if you were an on-site guest, they were free.
Right.
Then they went to some real special ones. Give us a shout out on social media if you were somebody who was part of the special Star Wars package, where you got those specialty Star Wars summer bands for free as one of their promotions. Then they went to selling the Magic Bands, and it became optional whether you had them, and they were discounted to $10 for on-site guests, $15 for off-site guests. Now we've got these new Magic Band Plus. Again, a discount for on-site guests. They're $25 instead of $35 for the basic colors. They're $35 instead of $45 for the special designs. And let me tell you, if you've been trying to order the regular Magic Bands, because they've been promoting Magic Band Plus for a while, and we didn't know when they were going to come, and there was limited availability, they somehow got these into the store pretty easy.
it's amazing, right? The supply chain doesn't matter at that point.
I'll be honest. They got them into the store pretty easy. You could use them pretty easy. Forgive me, Disney. They're struggling a little bit with shipping them.
Okay.
So be patient. Order early. I highly encourage you, if you want them, order them soon.
There are some people, and just before we go any further, you know, into the entire piece here, that have no idea what we're talking about. So what exactly is, I guess, the difference here? Your Magic Band got you into the park, and it essentially was the way that you could pay for things, and it, you could get from place to place to get in. you know, the look has changed, right? So like if you were to break it down as simply as possible, what is the different look and I guess function of Magic Band Plus versus Magic Band?
You bet. And I was just thinking I should probably go even further back than that. If you're a first-time Disney person and you're even wondering, what is a Magic Band? Right. Why do I want one?
Right.
It essentially controls your whole vacation. Instead of needing park tickets and room keys and credit cards, it all combines onto this one band. With your Magic Band or your Magic Band Plus, it is linked to your My Disney Experience account. It is one per person, so it uniquely knows that it's you. So this band, similar to like a Fitbit or an Apple Watch that's easy to wear, you can scan it to get into your room. You can scan it. It holds your park pass. If you're purchasing Genie Plus or individual select attraction, you scan that. It saves you from carrying a traditional plastic key to get into your room plus a plastic card that acts as your ticket. It's all in one. If you don't want to purchase one, you can still get that plastic ticket. It'll do all of those things. It's just honestly less convenient. You're digging in your wallet. You're making sure you put them away safely. And whether you go for the band or you go for the plastic card, it's one per person. So I will be honest, when we were traveling with young kids, I didn't necessarily want them all playing with their bands and fidgeting with them. I would link them together like those paper chains that you make at the holiday time. And I'd have this link of chains hanging off my backpack so I could scan everybody's at the same time. The new Magic Band Plus is going to do everything the old one does, plus some extra special things. And that's where I'm saying I think we have some room to grow. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the extra ways to interact with it. And I'm going to tell you, I know Imagineers are the most incredible people on earth. I don't know how they imagine all the things they do, but I know there's a lot more coming. And so again, I'm calling this a first look because I think we're in the infancy stage.
Okay. So, go ahead.
The first thing is you can get a solid color band or you can get a specialty band. I got a fireworks one, which means that when I get to the gate, mine goes off with fireworks. The Toy Story band does something different. The Star Wars one does something different. Every band has one unique feature to that design.
Now, when you say it goes off, there's a screen on it that goes off and provides something for you. What do you mean by it goes off?
The center of the band has a design and a light up area. And if you look at the bands, which again, you can purchase at a discount with a resort reservation through your My Disney Experience account, I highly encourage you to do that because not only are they discounted, but they will come linked into your account.
Okay, so doing it ahead of time takes care of that for you is what you're saying.
Exactly. Otherwise, you can find them on Shop Disney. You can find them in the gift shops on property. But then you're dealing with linking, which we'll talk about in a minute. But look at the designs. You can see where they all light up. They all have an outer ring that they light up. And then depending on the design, you'll see some of them have a Mickey head that lights up. Some have a castle. As I said, mine has fireworks. The Monsters, Inc. one, you can see that the eye lights up.
Let's just kind of backtrack for cost again here. The solid color ones, I'm assuming, are the cheaper ones. And then based on a specific look, they get more expensive. Is that following suit to what the previous iterations were?
That is definitely true. The solids are going to be $25 with a discount for on-site guests, $35 if not. And then currently the designs are $35 and $45. I'll be honest with you. I expected to see some of the designs to be more. When we saw the regular Magic Bands come out, there were lots of different prices, including some expensive resort ones, as well as the 50th anniversary one. and we're seeing all the special design ones the same price. And there is more than one 50th anniversary one available right now, and they are both in that $45 cost.
Now, this is something that, you know, contrary to the last one, you had mentioned when you were talking about the old Magic Bands, if your battery still works, it will work. These don't operate with that same technology, correct? These actually get charged.
They do. So it's one more thing to plug in every night. Thankfully, most of the resorts now have had refurbishments where they include those USB plugs. But if not, take a look in the show notes. I always travel with an outlet strip, and I love the new outlet strips because I can plug in like four regular plugs and then four USB devices. So it makes it super easy to make sure everything is together. These do need to be charged nightly. The good thing that they thought ahead about is that they will, when they get to low power, stop doing all the extra functions, but remain functional to get into your room as well as to get into parks and attractions. So you're not going to get to a point where you're totally stuck.
Now, when you say the USB cable, are they sold with the charging cable, or is that something that you're expected to have on your own?
It does come with the charging cable because it is a special cable, just like those of you that have a Fitbit or an Apple Watch. It's going to be that regular USB plug on the one end, but the other end is a specific connection design.
Of course it is.
To the Magic Band Plus.
All right. So,
and conveniently, they have figured out that some of you are going to lose them because in the gift shops, you can buy just the cable should you lose yours.
That's so surprising. All right. So let's segue.
Couple of them, isn't it?
Yeah. You know what? They're always thinking. Let's segue over to how you use it, right? Because obviously we've talked about Magic Bands before. Let's talk about how you use the Magic Band Plus. Is it easy to use? What's the plan?
Well, I will tell you that if you'd like to have a social experiment, I encourage you to go to the hub of the Magic Kingdom and stand there for about 10 minutes and you can play the game of who has a Magic Band Plus. Because they are waving their arm like a lunatic, it is very evident that they are trying to make the band work.
Right.
You know, it'll surprise everybody listening to know that I'm a talker and I talk to strangers all the time.
Right.
So not only am I sharing my experience here, but while I was in the park playing with this for the last couple of days, I talked to people next to me waving their arms like lunatics to figure out if they were more or less successful than I am.
Sure.
And got to hear everybody's theories. So besides the basics that the old bands do, I'm going to switch to what do the new bands do, and that's going to kind of answer for you how easy is it to use.
Okay, good.
So right now they've got kind of three magical extras, so to speak. The bands interact with the special 50th anniversary statues.
Okay.
The bands will allow you to play a special Bounty Hunters game over in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And the bands are set up to interact with the nighttime shows, which are not all back. We're waiting for Fantasmic to see what it does. So now the question is, how do you make it interact? For the 50th statues, it's a little bit of a mystery. That's why you see people waving. Do you try and get it near the 50th number? Do you wave it in front of its face? None of us are really sure, I'm going to be honest.
All right.
The other thing that people said to me is they don't think that it was calibrated correctly, and I have to agree on some of this. When you use your band to set off the statue, which is not going to make the statue move, I want to be real clear, it's going to make the statue talk to you. It, once it talks to you, it needs a minute to reset. It does seem most of the statues will say more than one thing. So it might say one thing to you, and then next up on the reel is something different for me. Mm-hmm. But it takes a minute to turn off and on. So sometimes you could wave your hand furiously and get nothing. Sometimes you could walk by, not even with a band on your hand, and it'll go off. So what I'm going to say, and Disney isn't going to love me for saying this. I don't think if you're only interested in the 50th statues, you can still see what this does by just hanging out at them for a minute or two. You'll see somebody come by. If you love the idea of the Magic Band, but you don't love the cost of these, again, maybe you get one Magic Band Plus that the family shares. It might be linked under mom's name or dad's name. And then everybody else gets the regular Magic Band because it's easier. It's a big thought if you want to spend $100 to $150 on these bands.
Sure.
One of the things I've talked about before is Disney's goal is to spread out the crowd so you don't stand in lines. Having you scanning these statues gets you off of a ride line. But I ask you, did you go to get on a ride and see a parade, or did you go to hear, you know, Jiminy Cricket talk to you?
Right. And how long will that last? I mean, the reality is you're mentioning the Bounty Hunter game over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. It appears that when we do a follow-up show to this several months down the line, more of those experiences will be added, that it'll be the type of thing that, you know, instead of using your phone, which, you know, is my pet peeve, you could really interact with these Magic Band Pluses to have a similar experience that maybe you were tethered to your phone with.
Not exactly. So the statues will make the noises without using your phone. However, just because you may not have enough apps on your phone, in addition to your My Disney Experience app, you're encouraged to download the Play Disney app. The Play Disney app is interactive with your Magic Band Plus. So, for example, there's a Disney Fab 50 quest where if you get your Magic Band Plus, which is linked to your phone, to interact with all 50 statues, you earn some electronic prizes. The same thing for the Bounty Hunter. And again, I went to Hollywood Studios specifically for the Bounty Hunter. And I'm sorry, Disney, epic fail here for two reasons. It does work with that Play Disney app, but you've got to go to the Bounty Hunter door to start your experience. You scan your Magic Band. And again, hop over to our YouTube channel if you want to visually see what happened when I scanned my Magic Band Plus. I got a little introduction to the bounty hunt, what was going to be required of me. And then semi-uniquely to me, not the same as the person before or after me, I was given my character that I was out to search for the bounty. You know how many of these bounty hunter doors there are to start this experience?
One.
That is correct.
Yes. Winner.
What are you thinking? One door.
Yeah. Not exactly ideal. Not ideal.
I got online to start my bounty experience. Again, this is supposed to disperse the crowd. We know Star Wars fans are bigger fans than anyone. They all want a bounty hunt.
Right.
We need 5 doors or 10 doors. And again, that's why this is a first look. We're going to see more doors. We're going to see more activities like the bounty hunt. I would think of it similar to some of the digital games that we've played in the Magic Kingdom. Instead of having to collect cards and play, you now use your Magic Band. But they need to up the opportunities for everybody to get started.
Well, exactly. It's exactly what you just described. It's akin to the Kim Possible, the Perry the Platypus. It's that type of experience, but they have to refine it is what you're saying. And you believe that they will. It's just it's in its infancy stage.
I have no doubt that they will. Again, I know that it's in the works. I know that they've been touting Magic Band Plus coming, and it was time to get it out there.
Got it. Okay, so you had mentioned earlier about linking your account, you know, before your vacation, that type of thing. This is always an issue with some people, and I know that Disney IT sometimes can be overwhelming, can be challenging for even the most seasoned visitor or even travel specialist. So talk to me about any tips you have for linking to this Magic Band Plus.
So I'm going to be honest here, and I'm going to admit that I kind of played a little dumb here. I want wanted to see what the experience was. So my Magic Band did not arrive pre-trip, even though I had ordered it. So it was not linked to my account.
Okay.
They were super accommodating when I got to the desk and I told them, and they could see that I had ordered it in time. It should have been waiting at the resort and it wasn't. They sent me into the gift shop, had me buy it, took off the cost since I had already paid, and said, come right back to me. We'll get it all set up for you. The old bands were super simple. You looked at the number on the back, you typed it into your account, you were good to go. These are much more complex because, A, you need to link it into your My Disney Experience account. But then, B, it works on a Bluetooth. You need to pair it to your phone. Otherwise, you won't have full access to all of those features. So again, something to think about. Your four-year-old doesn't have their own iPhone, I'm thinking.
No.
So do they need that band? Do you give them yours and pair it to your phone and you use the plain color one and save yourself the extra money? So the nice cast member, who will remain nameless at the moment, said, let me set it up for you. She opened the box. She said, you push this button, you hold it down 3 seconds and it'll be done. Our 3 seconds passed. It didn't work. Let me try again for you. Hold on, it's magic. Our 3 seconds passed. It didn't work. It was a process. I was at the desk, and again, sweet as pie, it's not that she didn't know what she was doing. It's that sometimes IT isn't perfect. It was about a 6 to 8 minute process to set up my band. So again, pre-order so that they're linked. You'll still have to pair it with your phone. But if you're buying them there and you're buying them for a family of four or five and you're doing them one at a time, it's going to be a 20 or 30 minute process for you. And then it all can be controlled within the app. So I can change some of the colors of mine by selecting the light up theme. I can change whether it vibrates for everything, whether I want it extra sensitive on motion, whether I want to use the Bluetooth, because again, you and I have talked about, Jeff, you don't want the time on your phone. I know that. But also, if you're not traveling with a spare battery pack, or again, I'll give a shout out to the fuel rods, that rechargeable battery that you can change for free in the parks, your phone isn't going to make it all day between your My Disney Experience and Bluetoothing to your Magic Band. You're going to need to be recharging your phones.
Right.
And it conveniently does give you the status of your battery in your band. Definitely want to charge it every night. And again, just like any bit of technology on your phones, you're going to constantly have to download things. So when we got My Band Link, it already said in the app, you're not on the latest version. Please download the new software.
Well, of course. Of course, that's how it goes.
You know, the good news about that is that they know that there are bugs and they're fixing them quickly.
Correct, yes.
But so now you're downloading the Magic Band. You're downloading the Play Disney. You're downloading the My Disney Experience. There is this extra element of technology, but it brings some extra fun. So hopefully we'll see a lot of new things coming that make this something that everybody loves. Again, maybe you just love it one per family to get all the experience. Maybe you all want your own band. The silver lining to this is those of you that have been looking for that solid color Magic Band that we've been having so much trouble finding, there are so many of them back in stock now. So I think we're getting past the infamous words of it's a supply chain issue, and we're seeing the less expensive and the new ones available for people again.
Well, thanks again, Sandy, and have a great week.
You too.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share, have them like, and subscribe. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.